And we are back in the Catalyst studio with candidate for mayor, Tory Nelson. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me again, Joe.
How's life on the campaign trail?
Wow, still exciting, still fun. I'm still running my race.
Very good, very good. So today we're talking about distilling the job of mayor down to three key elements. You know, what really is the purpose of the mayor in the city? There's so much information out there. Sometimes it's just good to revisit that when you're talking about thinking about who to vote for. So let's get into your list. What's item number one?
Item number one, run the business. Well, all the candidates probably was good at what they did in their respective fields, and that's why we wouldn't be here talking to you today. Well, running the business or running the city is like a top administrative job. You have over 34 departments. You got legal issues. You got taxes. You got infrastructure. You got maintenance issues. You got unions, and employees matter. So with over 3,000 employees, you got to deal with probably a lot of personalities. So one thing you have to do, if one department is lacking, it slows down the whole process of the whole vision that we have. So you got to make sure everything's operating smoothly, just like an engine.
Yeah. So you mentioned with 3,000 people, that's a lot of personalities. And they really then lean, that's where you lean into culture on how things kind of flow and what the tone of the whole, the whole administration is. So what are some of your strategies for setting the tone and setting the culture of the folks in the business?
Well, we got to have a clear vision. We have a clear vision and we have a teamwork. If I was mayor, it would be no one below the mayor. We're all in this together. A team works together. Whether I'm the quarterback or someone's the running back, we all have to do our jobs to make it to score.
All right. Let's move on to the second thing on your list.
Well, second thing on my list would be possibly managing crises. Got to stay calm under pressure. When a crisis comes, it's just straight chaos. So it's kind of like chess. You can't make any rash decisions at the beginning. All the facts are coming in. You have to kind of like internalize it, take all the information in before you make a rash decision. And then you implement a plan to subside whatever crisis we're dealing with. And crisis is going to come as a mayor, might come small, come large. And that's one thing as a mayor, you have to stay calm. I believe you have to stay calm, rationalize what's going on, and get a plan and execute it.
So how do you do that and how do you communicate that? You know, do you have some sort of things you lean on when you think about how you stay calm? And then how can you take that calmness and help spread it throughout the city?
Well, I guess if you know that you have to stay calm, I guess that would be one of the key factors. In any crisis, you know, it's kind of hard. When it first happens, it's total chaos. I remember when the pandemic hit, it was kind of like total chaos. Everyone was wondering what's going to go on. Everyone was scared. And you just have to basically be a leader. You have to just take it calm and gather all your leaders together. You got to have talented, very talented staff around you. I would like to have a very talented staff around me and just take all the input in from all the talented managers, supervisors, and meeting a lot. I would like to gather all the community leaders around the city, and we meet at least once or twice a month. If not once a month, twice a month. Gather all the community leaders, and we kick ideas around, and we make sure we have a strong, solid understanding and foundation.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, what's the final item on your list?
Keeping the vision. It's a vision. We got to keep growing the city, and it's kind of like, okay, revert back to football. It's about momentum. You ever watch a game, momentum swings in a game, and all of a sudden a team loses. Right now we have great momentum. Great momentum. The last administration, Christman, has had us going, moving forward. But we always wanted. We always wanted that advancement. So we just got to keep the momentum. And, you know, America, we're just one of the most powerful countries in the whole world. And what I'm trying to say is we have to work together. You know, on Saturdays when I played college football, we had different players. They probably hang with different cliques and different groups. But on Saturday, we all came together, no matter what walk of life we was from. On Saturday, we all came for one common goal. And as mayor, I would like to do that. I would like to mesh and bring everyone together, and we work together.
And St. Pete, no doubt, has some great momentum going. How would you sort of break down the elements that are driving that momentum? What are some things you would focus on that are key to keeping the momentum going?
Well, our great momentum, we pretty much won the game already with our downtown. So what I like to do is keep our integrity and keep our main elements that was founded on this, that we founded our city off of, which was citrus, the fishing industry and tourism. Right now, we have to take care of our environment. When tourists come down here, they come down here to fish also. They love to fish down here. Citrus, we got to keep our natural ecosystem going. So when tourists come down here, they can see our beauty that we have to offer. Some states don't have oranges that come off the tree. They can pick it off. We have to keep our integrity. We build enough. We're about built out. I think we're looking beautiful right now. I just want to maintain our integrity and keep the momentum going as far as our integrity of what we was founded on.
All right. That's great. Candidate Tory Nelson, thanks for coming back to the studio. We'll see you again in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.
From stpetecatalyst.com.